Steve, I'm gratefully serving as the pastor here at Edgewater, and it's truly a joy to get to walk with all of you, the church. And it's encouraging to also hear how God is at work in the lives of our youngest kids. And those of you that have had young kids in your household, or you've been around young kids, you know that they have a tendency to ask questions that sometimes tax our ability to answer. So I'm grateful that Pastor Amy was able to share that story this morning. A reminder that you can continue to give your tithes and offerings both here, later on in our service when we pass our offering bags around. You can also give those online if you prefer, and the information is on the screen up front. I know some of you have enjoyed the convenience of being able to do that or to text your tithes and offerings, so I would encourage you to do that. Last week, we prayed for some of our young adults that were at the young adult conference that was held at Mission Springs. We've got Ezra back there, who is a survivor of that retreat. We actually have a couple. We just have a couple of pictures to share. Those of you that haven't been down to Mission Springs before, it's kind of just north of Santa Cruz in the mountains, the beautiful redwood trees. And Pastor Marco from First Covenant Church in Oakland was the main speaker, and they had some times of worship. And I think I even saw a picture of an early morning workout that was hosted. Is there anything that you wanted to just briefly share from your time at that retreat?
I was really inspired by how much diversity of cultures of all the different churches, of probably maybe 30%, 20% of them were Spanish-speaking only churches. And so Marco basically all the things in Spanish and English during this whole time, which some of those were a little more able to follow in Spanish than others, but he just really was a gifted teacher, and just all the interaction that we have, you know, playing soccer in the field, and just getting to know everybody seemed to be very eager to connect and each other. It was a really great time.
Yep.
And it was very different than any men's retreats I've been to or youth retreats. It's a very unique stage in life. You know, where
really yeah. 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 You know that age, 18 to 35-ish, roughly, you know, sort of that early stage of adulthood. That's a common time where a lot of, even if there are kids that have grown up in the church, there can be wandering away during that time. I know for myself, that was true for a number of years. And so having some specific things that are geared for that age range is really, really important. And so continue to pray that the Spirit of God would be at work in the lives of not just our young adults, but our particular conference made up of a lot of different churches throughout California and some in Arizona and a few other places. We've made a big effort to plant a number of Spanish-speaking churches to meet the need. Yeah. Yes.
Templo Santo in Antioch, there was several of
yep.
I want to say youth, but adults from them, and then also the youth leader in the Concord Church, I forget the name of that church.
Yeah.
So just really good connections where you know, you exchange numbers and you kind of have those connections where you want to do stuff.
Yeah. It's great to be able to make those connections locally. We all know that in our lives, you know, when you have a few local people that you can connect with, it makes a huge difference in our day-to-day life. So we're grateful that we could send a group to that conference. Couple other brief announcements. I shared some stuff last week about getting involved in what's happening in the community. I want to just highlight a few of those things. I listed some of them in your bulletin at the bottom. But there are things that are coming up in the month of October that you can be a part of. I know Pastor Amy shared on Facebook that there's an associate with Pittsburgh Community Theater that they're doing a show down at Steeltown over the course of two different weekends. And all this stuff you can look either on the theater website or on the City of Pittsburgh's website. I mentioned this, that on Saturday, October 16th, they're doing a tree planting event in Daanza Park, which is on the western end of Pittsburgh. And you can go on the city's website and get more information if you're looking for something to do on a Saturday morning to really get involved with the community and do something that is a service-oriented project. That would be a great thing to do. Those of you that like fishing, I know we have some folks that have participated in this before. A couple weekends from now, the Pittsburgh Fishing Derby is taking place. And kids 15 and under, it's free. So it's a great opportunity. And actually, you have the opportunity as a child to win a fishing license for life, which is kind of cool. So I know fishing isn't for everybody, so there's even more things that are happening. At the end of October, the city, this is the second year that they are trying to do this again, kind of with some of the COVID protocols still in place. They're doing a drive-in kind of costume car cruise. And so that's a fun event where instead of, it's almost like the reverse trunk or treat. You still can decorate your car and be dressed up in your car, and you drive through the city parking lot, and they give you candy into your car, which is kind of a cool way to go about it. And they're also accepting donations for the canned food and non-perishables for our local food shelf. So this is just meant to be kind of reminding you that, you know, wherever you live particularly, whether it's here or in one of the neighboring cities, there's always things like this that are going on in the life of the community. And it's really important to be involved in various things, whether you personally like everything or not, just to be a presence and a force for good, a force for God's good in the world. And if you have an Edgewater shirt, it's always a great opportunity to just put your swag on and be a part of something. And we'll be talking to Karen a little bit later about doing maybe another order of Edgewater shirts. We're almost at the point where you could be in a sweatshirt, but not quite yet. So I just encourage you to take advantage of those opportunities. We are going to pray this morning. I do want to share just a couple of things that you can be praying about in the upcoming week. You can pray for Mike and Cindy as they're having a couple of weeks away, and they're up. They get a chance to be up with Cindy's mom up in Washington State, and Cindy would appreciate your prayers as she has to have kind of some of those, you know, when you have aging parents, you sometimes have to have those conversations. So she's having to have a few conversations with her mom that she's not too thrilled about. So please be holding her up in prayer. You can pray for Rebecca. Rebecca's going to go to Colorado later on this week for about a week, spend some time with her parents, and have a chance to kind of clear her lungs out. So be praying for her. I think you're gone for about a week and a half or so. You can be praying for the Engel family. Some of those of you that are on Facebook may know this, but Karen shared that you have had COVID concerns running through some of your children, and right now the symptoms are all kind of mild, which we'll be continue to pray for, that there won't be any worsening of symptoms, and for full recoveries for that as well. And then the last thing you can be praying for Judy O'Connor. Those of you that know Judy is a charter member of Edgewater. So she moved out to Pittsburgh from Ohio back in 2011, and right when Edgewater was getting started, she joined. And she's also a very private person. She has been battling cancer for a while, and the treatments have become not very effective for her anymore. And so she's taken a little turn for the worse. She's not really answering her phone anymore, so I wouldn't try to call or text her at this point. I am going to go see her hopefully this afternoon, but be holding her up in prayer that God's peace and comfort would surround her. She feels very grateful for the time that she has. And those of you that were at Steeltown about a week ago, one of her sons from Ohio got the chance to be out here a week ago, but she has taken a little turn for the worse. So hold Judy up in your prayers in this coming week. Let's go to the Lord in prayer this morning. Father, there's always many things that we're aware of and that we become aware of that turn our hearts towards you. And so we offer these particular requests to you today. that you would be with those members of our body who are traveling right now. Be in the midst of hard conversations that had to be talked through. Will you extend your healing hands upon those who are sick and experiencing symptoms of COVID? I know there are others in our midst who have had family members that are very sick right now. And these are serious times, and it demands that God's people continually go to you in prayer, Lord. So we do that today. We ask that you be with our sister Judy. Give her all peace and comfort right now. Comfort any fear or calm any anxiety that she may be feeling. It was such a joy for her to be able to be with her family, and especially her son from far away, who was able to visit out here last week. And now, as she is at home, may your spirit touch her. God, we thank you that you are indeed so, so good. And you are constantly surrounding us with your love. Even at those moments when we don't feel very worthy of receiving your love, you still extend it. You are so, so good. God, we thank you for the privilege of being able to come directly to you with everything that is on our heart. And so we await those answers that we have been looking for. Will you help us to be patient in those moments when it seems like it's taking longer? We thank you for the ways that you have answered prayers that have been on our hearts for a while, for the provision of jobs and homes and other sources of income to provide for families. God, I pray that you will continue to open our eyes to see the needs around us and where we might be able to help. God, we give you all thanks today. We ask that you bless the rest of this time as we offer you all of ourselves, our whole hearts, bodies, souls, and minds. Receive our worship, we pray. We ask all of this in Jesus' name.